This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't like it. I'm voting for Trump. I'm okay with it. I'm talking about it. Like, I'll openly say it. Like, yeah, I am. I think he is doing a lot of things that I didn't understand, and I didn't like him before.
Welcome to the real world, everybody. The Kevin Jackson Show. That was a guy, his name is Adam Kreidler, former leftist. And he has made his open declaration for Donald Trump. And the reason why I wanted to start the show with Adam talking about this turn of events is this guy is a relatively well-known leftist, outspoken against Trump. You just heard a piece of the clip. We're going to play the rest of it. And I want you to understand this is the sentiment. I'm not saying, you know, Trump's going to win 100% of the Democrat vote, but he's swaying a lot of it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. This is the real world. I love when we get to come on this show and point out the realities. See, there's a lot of stuff that's floating around out there that makes you believe, no, we couldn't possibly be winning. Look at all these polls, man. And I gave you polls the other day that knocked your socks off. If you suffer from common sense, which I do, I am a sufferer, I will tell you, I gave you polls that pretty much definitively tell you if you just get off your butt and go vote and do what you're supposed to do, Trump wins 70 million. I think he's going to have a blowout in the popular vote and a blowout in the Electoral College. I see this setting up as a Mondale, Reagan Mondale. Mondale picked a female, right? Biden says he's picking a female. By the way, I would love to be in the deliberations of that. So, who do you want to pick, Mr. Vice President? Well, I don't know. Let's check with Jill. Let's play the rest of this Adam Kreidler clip so you guys can see the inside, the bowels, if you will, of leftism when they finally get it.
But now, over the past 4 or 5 months, how long have we been doing this show?
Month six.
Immersing myself in what is going on in the world, and I see it. I'm not an idiot. I'm a logical-based person. I follow the logic. I follow, you know, what's actually happening, and I think he's doing a lot of things that we need to had happen. The Democrats work with China. It's like, that scares me. I am frightened of China. They clearly want to control the world. And I think that there's a lot of people that they've paid in America, Democrats mostly, that are trying to undermine America as a whole.
And because they got foreign interests, factories, international companies,
yes,
conglomerates.
Yes, the corporations that are making all the profit from all the movement of all the product that we all use. It's like, okay, so if Trump wants to bring that back to the States, no wonder he's been orange man bad for the whole 4 or 5 years that he's been in the media.
He's pulling cash out of their pockets, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
The tariffs.
Hello. Yes.
Yep.
It's like, it's so obvious to me now. So it's like, I'm seeing it. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not an idiot anymore. And I like to believe that a lot of people my age that are coming out of being in your bubble to realizing what life is like.
It's like the bell curve of life. You're in your mid-30s, you're starting to realize where you're going to be.
They call it being red-pilled.
I love this clip. Wow, they touch. What did he say? I follow the logic. Democrats work with China. I'm frightened of China. I will bet you money. When Donald Trump mentioned China in 2016, you never thought it would be that big of a deal. How are you feeling now, America? Wow, follow the logic. He says, I'm frightened of China. They clearly want to control the world. Here's what else he said. He said, the Democrats are paid to undermine America. They finally are getting it. These people are not our friends. These leftists are not. They don't have your best interest in mind. You think they want you working, they want you profitable, they want you really pursuing happiness? Are you crazy? I've asked many people, show me a happy Democrat. Show me one. I'm talking about somebody who is truly, I love it, the world is good. You show me a Democrat, I'll show you somebody, oh my goodness, support black people. We got to help the black people. What do? They stir up trouble in the black community. We got to help the Asians. They stir up trouble. We got to help the Mexicans. We got to help the women. We got to help the LGBT. They're not happy. They aren't. A Democrat is not capable of looking at their own personal existence and saying, you know what? This is pretty good. I'm an NBA basketball player. I'm doing pretty well. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to positively impact the people around me. I'm going to positively impact my own family. I'm going to positively impact my own friends. And then I'll positively impact the world. You know what they do? They say, oh man, we need to take a knee because there are these brothers out here doing this. You can always find a problem. It's easy to find. If you want to look for trouble, it's out there. Well, what's that saying? You know, ain't nothing open at 2 a.m. but legs and whatever. I don't know. It's some old saying my grandmother used to say. Stay up on the desk, Penn. Anyway, LeBron James, he's not going to come out there and go, you know, look, there's a lot of problems in the black community, but we're going to solve them. We are going to do something. I'm going to put together a task force. We're going to go out and work with police in the community. I'm going to lead this effort. I'm going to lead this effort against, you know, lack of education for kids. I know, oh, he's got the LeBron James schools or whatever. What do you think they teach in those schools? You think they're teaching empowerment to young kids, young black kids? No. More of the same, indoctrination. They don't look for answers. But this guy, corporations, this is the first leftist that doesn't look at corporations as some boogeyman of the Republicans or conservatives. Look, there are good corporations, there are bad ones. The good corporations, the ones who truly want to do good, are run by Republicans and conservatives. The bad ones are the ones that virtue signal. Oh, we give a pair of socks for every socks we sell. And we always want to do this or that. Whenever they give you, oh, here's what we're doing to help the world or feed the world or save a baby seal, you know it's run by a leftist and all it is a money grab. He talked about tariffs. What leftist do you know talks about tariffs? But here's the part that was most riveting. It's so obvious to me now. I'm seeing it. And here's what he said. His words. I'm not an idiot anymore. This is what I keep coming back to you people and saying. When I call these people morons, idiot, brain dead, leftist, whatever, I'm actually doing them a favor. I'm waking them up. And you know what? They're finally, as the old saying goes, or the new saying, getting woke. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know this is what Trump supporters wanted, because standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people.
The job that I had worked really hard to get. It meant a lot to me. Just called me and fired me because of everything.
I don't know if you saw this girl, but she's a... She did a TikTok video and said she wanted. She's a graduate of Harvard, a leftist, supports the BLM movement, Asian girl, and she wanted to stab anybody. Whoever says to me, all lives matter, I just want to stab them. And her job called her and fired her. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I played in the previous segment a guy by the name of Adam Kriegler, I think is his name. And he's been woken. He's been red-pilled. He gets it. He's like, you know what? I'm not an idiot anymore. This girl puts out a TikTok video and gets herself fired. Why am I telling you these stories? These are stories that show you that this world is not lost. That people are finally getting it. And Because I think you have to wonder. When you get barraged with all this information that says, oh, no, Donald Trump is losing, and, you know, here's what else is going on, and they're setting fires to this, and they're disregarding the rules while we're playing by the rules and all this. I get it. All that's true. But as my assistant executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence said, Charles Love, who was on Fox the other day, he says, that's the 2%. He goes, 98% of us are not about that. What you're seeing is the rowdy 2%. And so here's a girl. She goes out on Chinese social media, TikTok's owned by a company in China, and she posts this video, and she's virtue signaling. She's going to let the world know, man, I'm about Black Lives Matter. Anybody that says all lives matter is toast. And you know what happened? How people been getting fired for saying all lives matter because they get fired in academia and all these leftist-controlled institutions? Her boss said, you know what? We've had enough of you. And so she's crying now on social media. I had the job of my dreams. Yeah. Get used to it. You know what I love most about it? I love that conservatives made her a star. She wanted to be a star. She could have been entitled to her opinion the way we are. We have our opinions. Do you run onto the computer and go, you know what? I'm sick of these leftists, whatever. The only time you do, let me tell you when you do it. You do it when these people are out burning cities and burning businesses over nothing. You know what she did? She wanted to protect terrorists. And she thought if she virtue signaled, everything would be okay. Well, guess what? It wasn't. And that is a tribute to us. That is a tribute to people saying enough is enough. I don't know if you've seen these videos. There are now citizen warriors that are going out protecting monuments. There are citizen warriors who are going out saying, you're not going to go hit these old ladies and take over these businesses and, you know, go through neighborhoods in mass. We're going to meet you and greet you. I saw one the other day, man. It was some big old boys on our side of this situation that went after Antifa, and it didn't end well for Antifa. I'm going to move on because I want to play this clip about Joe Biden. Joe Biden believes that he's all there, and he gets asked about his cognitive abilities. Here's the clip.
Last question, real quick. Some have speculated, that you are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
There are a few things I find interesting about that response from Biden. By the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The guy says, you're subject to some degree of cognitive decline. There, you know, that's just the way it works. I'm 65. The guy says, I'm 65. He doesn't look it, but he says, I'm 65. He goes, you're 12 years older than I am. You're 77, soon to be 78. You know, surely you can admit, no. Have you been tested? Yeah, I get constantly tested. Now, that is not a statement that somebody who's got all their wits about them would say. If you said to me, do I get tested? I'd say, yeah, I get tested every single day when I have to respond to life's challenges. I get tested every single day. If you're asking me, do I get tested by a doctor? No, I don't need to. You know, am I in a state of decline? Do I remember every detail of my life? No, and neither does anybody in the audience. I'm just giving you what I would have said. I would have said, look, if I didn't feel capable of doing this job, I wouldn't do it. Biden goes on to say, watch me. This is like the James Brown. Watch me. Just watch me. Watch how I perform against, what was that guy? The guy I'm competing against. He didn't even say Donald Trump. Do you need to hear the clip again? He didn't say the guy. What? You don't want to say Donald Trump? What? Are you afraid? It's not the first time. There was a time when Joe Biden was talking about Barack Obama and he couldn't remember his name.
Because they invaded another country and annexed significant portion of a called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
Cognitive function, deteriorating brain. Here's the problem for Biden is he doesn't have to have a deteriorating brain for you to go back and just figure out. We did a mashup, but we're not going to play it today. We'll play it another time, maybe as the election gets closer. But we did a mashup of all the silly things that Joe Biden has said, all of the racist things that Joe Biden has said, all of the sexist things that Joe Biden has said. And I'm not even joking when I tell you this. I could do an entire show with just playing the clips. And not, I'm talking about cutting them down to where you just get to the gist. I could do an entire show with just Biden stuff. As we were putting this together, I have to tell you,
rock bottom.
I kept saying to myself,
I said this the other day,
what's
I said
this
many
with Trump?
Times in my life. That
what if
rock bottom makes
all the lies this man has told
and made,
if you
bottom,
just do Biden lies
that come from the
top, where he was caught, where the media actually said,
I
can
certainly speak for myself,
but I'm not talking
civil rights.
I know many people
march?
That I was had
wait a minute
your counsel
myself
said, weren't
dude,
what you said they
the
were
now, what
wait a minute
do?
You weren't the
you know
one who sponsored this legislation or got it passed.
One of my best buddies,
if you
I remember he came to me,
the dude. It's
man,
worse than
broke.
His dementia.
He goes, man, whatever
Biden
money you got, man.
Is a pathological
liar. I didn't
liar
have much money on me. I wasn't like
must take credit
dough
for
but I had like
everything.
$35.
And as I told people before,
that was a long time
even
ago. I mean, it wasn't like
bad.
It was chump change. It was chump change, but
Biden,
it wasn't like
he
like it is
Obamacare,
today.
Obamacare.
You know what he's
nobody
worth?
Nobody wants Obamacare.
He's worth over $2 million.
Mindset.
He hit rock bottom.
You got to take credit.
Well, folks, let me tell you something. We hit rock bottom a long time ago. We climbed out.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surgeon General is asking for everyone to be safe over the Independence Day weekend. On NBC's Today Show, Dr. Jerome Adams is advocating for the use of face masks to help limit the spread of COVID-19 for anyone who plans to attend gatherings over the holiday.
As we talk about 4th of July and independence, it's important to understand that if we all wear these, we will actually have more independence and more freedom, because more places we will be able to stay open will have less spread of the disease.
President Trump will spend his July 3rd watching a massive fireworks display at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. This comes on the heels as protesters plan to storm Washington, D.C. over the Independence Day weekend with protests and demonstrations. U.S. Park Police will be protecting memorials in Washington, D.C. and have fence set up around statues. You're listening to USA Radio News. China is warning the United States of retaliation over a Hong Kong sanctions bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
China says it will be taking all necessary countermeasures if the U.S. moves ahead with a Hong Kong sanctions bill. Yesterday's warning is coming after the U.S. Senate approved the Autonomy Act, sending it to President Trump.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the country is in a good place following a strong jobs report released on Thursday.
I think we're on a good path, guided by the president, but with the people with meaningful input providing that input, too.
The Labor Secretary, speaking there on Fox News, also defended the coronavirus task force, which Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs wants to get rid of.
We do see hot spots that the vice president has been visiting the last couple of days that the task force is focused on, and there is an ongoing role for the expertise.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
After weeks of protests, you said our nation does not need more stoking of fears and division. How do you plan to live up to that?
Well, you know, what I'm doing so much now, and I'm devoting so much time to it, are jobs and working so that our economy comes back. It is rocking and rolling. It's coming back. Yesterday we had tremendous retail sales numbers. It was up 17.7%, which is more than double the projection. Nobody could even believe it. And the stock market went up. And the stock market's soon going to be as high. Hopefully it'll keep going as it was pre the Chinese plague coming in, because when the plague came in, the whole thing changed. So I have to build it. Once I built the greatest economy in the history of this country, in the history of the world, and now I'm doing it again, and we'll top it, and we'll top it very soon. But the numbers are great. The job numbers are great. We had the biggest last month. It was just announced 2 weeks ago, for last month, the biggest number job gain in the history of our country. We had the biggest job gain ever, the history of our country. And I think we're going to have a couple of more of them, and all of a sudden we'll be back to where we were, and I expect to be beyond. So I'm devoting a lot of my time to the economy. I think it's such an important thing. Very important for African-American. You know, we had the best African-American employment numbers in history, Asian numbers in history, women in history, Hispanic employment numbers and unemployment numbers in history. And we'll be back there pretty soon.
You gotta love Trump's optimism when he talks about the economy, man. An optimist, and he spreads that optimism. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love that. I love it when people are positive towards things. Trump is like, yeah, look, a lot of people got hit. We could dwell on all the negative things that happened on this plandemic, this Wu flu plandemic, where they want to ruin the economy, where the Democrats, the leftists want to make your life miserable, as they claim they want to help you. But Trump says, you know, I'm not even going to listen to that. Yeah, the stock market was down. Where is it now? It's coming back, right? Hey, the jobs are down. They're coming back. He was talking about May numbers, 2.5 million. We got the new numbers. I'm going to talk about some of this stuff. We got the new retail sales. We got it all. I want to contrast this with Joe Biden. Joe Biden talked about 120 million people dead with the Chinese Wu flu. And, of course, it's 120-something thousand, which, of course, is a lie. But he was Mr. Pessimism. It wasn't about, you know what, we lost a lot of people during the pandemic. But, you know, sorry, it's to be expected. We did the best we could. But you know what, you may not like Donald Trump, but he's working at it. Can I do a better job? I believe so. No, none of that. They're not going to give you the good news. Look, I know it's politics. I get it. Joe Biden can't say anything that alludes to Trump being good, even though We have clips. I told you guys we had put together a bunch of clips with Joe Biden. And there are many times Joe Biden inadvertently is saying how great Trump is. Maybe we should do a mashup of just that. But the left do not want to tell you how good the economy is or the fact that these numbers are amazing. We played the clip last month when we got the May numbers, and every one of the pundits, including Joe Scarborough, these numbers are fantastic. I mean, what are we going to do? These numbers are amazing. Nobody predicted it. So where are we at right now? We got retail sales. 17.7% is what Donald Trump talked about. Double what they predicted. The stock market going back. Pre-Chinese plague. And I love that he used that term. Pre-Chinese plague. The president's not afraid to address these issues. Before I even go any further, I want you to think in your life about the people who are positive. Who do you have? Because I'm going to warn you, if you are not surrounding yourself with positive thinkers, shame on you. God forbid it's your mate. You want somebody that's encouraging. Not stupidly encouraging, not Ralph Norton's wife encouraging. You know, well, she didn't encourage Ralph. Ralph just went at different things because he wanted, to do well in life, and he was just a failure. And his wife got tired of looking at it. But I'm not talking about stupid, where you just do lame brain thing after lame brain thing and think people are just going to toll on. I'm talking about you are genuinely trying, and you're making things happen. And there's somebody out there going, yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen for you. Versus somebody that says, you know what I admire about you? I admire that you keep trying, that you keep tinkering. I think about Thomas Edison, who really didn't invent the light bulb, but the number of iterations of them trying, the number of times they failed, it was over 1,000 times that they failed and they finally made it. Look at all the people who kept an optimistic view every time they supposedly failed. Well, they weren't failing. They were learning how to be successful. And Trump takes that approach. I think about what attracted me to Ronald Reagan was the idea that this guy was always optimistic. His loss was optimistic. He didn't talk about being a loser. He talked like he hadn't won yet. And I tell people there's a big difference. It wasn't, I lost this election. He was like, yeah, they got me this time, but guess what? I'm still in the game. And, my views and attitudes will be the pervasive thought one day, and I will be back. And guess what? He roared back. Ronald Reagan influenced millions of people like myself. I was already a conservative, but he certainly made me recognize it in myself. So here's Trump. He's saying, yeah, I got dealt an amazingly bad hand. And here's what's worse, America. It was intentional. This could have been prevented. If these clowns had worked with me, we wouldn't be going through this. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show them that you can try to beat me, and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. I will tell you, I got to thank my Uncle Robert. God bless him. The dude is he is a criminal. He's been a criminal his whole life. But that man, every time I saw him, he was acting. I mean, he had his criminal stuff, selling dope, things like that. But he would have legitimate businesses, and he always had an entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah, nephew, I just bought a restaurant. What do you know about the restaurant business? Nothing. He had a funny little giggle. And he would, I just bought a restaurant. I don't know anything about the restaurant business, but I bought a restaurant. Really? Yeah, I figure it can't be that hard. Now, I don't recommend that necessarily, because I think you should know a business before you get into it. But my uncle would just go and do it, and I watched him do this. I can tell you, without a question, my spirit of, let's just get it done, came a lot from him. And he loves when I tell people that. If he's listening to this show right now, he's smiling big time, because he loves it. He loves when I tell that story, but it's the truth. I didn't see a guy that ever thought about failure. He never thought about his limitations. This is a dude who had been to prison multiple times, gotten out, and it was like he never skipped a beat. He get out of prison, okay, let me go start a business. What a mindset, right?
I mean, like, as I said, I was able to recognize the good parts from the bad parts. But his good parts were something I think every black kid, every kid should see. My uncle is the one who got me to the point where I was like, who needs corporate America, man? Go get a restaurant. Go get a vending route. My uncle had a restaurant and a vending route simultaneously, and he worked at the factory where his restaurant and his vending route was. I'm just telling you, that is the height of entrepreneurial. That is Jamaican right there. He worked at the factory. His wife, my aunt, ran the restaurant, and I ran his vending route. Now, that is triple dipping. Good for him. And I watched this man work, work, work. Now, as I said, he had his issues, but don't we all? Don't we all? So here's Trump. 17, we've doubled the retail sales. What they thought could happen, we doubled it. What did I tell you guys would happen when they gave this PPE money, whatever they call it? People are going to go spend it. They're like, shoot, I didn't really lose anything per se during the Wuhan, you know, the Wu flu. So I'll go ahead and get this little extra stuff. Or they were holding off. And suddenly, whoosh, you get a surge. Donald Trump comes on, he says, hey, you like the stock market? He goes, the stock market's coming back. Wait till I'm done. Wait till I show you what it's going to do. It's going to be even better than that. He mentioned the $2.5 million jobs. I'm going to get to the new jobs here in just a bit. He says, we're dedicating a lot of time to the economy. That's what he said. He knows the focus. The focus is, if you've got a job and you feel confident going into the biggest part of the retail season, he's golden. He's golden. By the way, he's golden anyway. He accomplished all this, folks, with an 800-pound gorilla on his back, known as the Democrats, known as leftists. I keep asking this question. I ask it a lot of times during the show. What do you think this man could accomplish if they left him alone? That's just step one. Now I'm going to ask you another question. What do you think he could accomplish if they actually worked with him? If they weren't trying to torpedo the economy? What do you think he could do? Well, you know the answer, and so do they. Anyway, we come back to Pesky
Job.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats screwed up. They decided they were going to torpedo the economy and run on this Wu flu thing. And I warned them. I said this is not a good strategy because you can't hurt the American people for very long without it impacting you as well. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. Or you can just send us a note to thekevinjacksonshow.com. So the numbers are in. They came in for June. 2.5 million jobs blew people out of the water. They thought we were going to lose 12 million jobs in May. And the report came out, and we had made 2.5 million jobs. Unemployment drops to 13%, give or take. And now we learn through Donald Trump that retail sales have doubled at a time when there are governors out there conspiring to kill this economy because they think it's going to kill Donald Trump. Well, now we get this pesky jobs report. 4.8 million jobs. Now, the good news is they at least projected positive jobs this time around. 2.9 million. Donald Trump had set a record for jobs coming back, and the record was 2.5 million. Now, typically when you break a record, let's just say you run the 100 meters, and you can run the 100 meters, and the record right now is something like 9.6 or something. All right? That's pretty good. Now, if you break, I mean, that's heck of good. But let's say you break the record. You would normally break it like by running a 9.59 or a 9.58. If you're, you know, if you really get down to the nitty gritty. Imagine the 100 meter record being 9.6 and then somebody comes out and runs a 4.8. Cause that's essentially what Donald Trump did. He took the world record and said, who set this record? What turtle set this record? Instead of 2.5 million, he practically doubled it. 4.8 million. And here's the problem for the Democrats. He's got bragging rights. Not only did he do 1 month of the world record employment for this nation, he then broke the record, his own record, and doubled it. It was as if he was playing with you. If he were teasing you. So remember when the Democrats are telling us how many millions of people had lost their job? Now you could go, well, Kevin, he set the record for the number of jobs that people didn't have. Maybe. Maybe. Who's going to remember that? Democrats can try to dwell on pessimism, but Trump's going to go, I don't care. We're bringing them back. I'm bringing back the economy. They projected 2.9 million. Do I need to explain to you? He's 1.9 million jobs over their projections. If you project, you say, we think he's going to make about 2.9 million. You expect it'll be somewhere between, say, 2.7 to 3.1. You don't anticipate he's going to blow it out, your projections, by another 1.9 million. So guess what? Unemployment has now fallen again to 11.1%. And here's the problem with that number. Unemployment, before the virus hit, was something like, it was under 4%. He's got 7% more unemployment to go. Now, they're warning, this second round of Wu flu is going to potentially be bad for Donald Trump. And I'm saying to you, no, it isn't. See, people want to go back to work. They will go back to work. And it's going to, if at the very least, it'll hold steady. But what I'm getting at is millions and millions of jobs are still out there. And they're waiting for this next surge. And that surge is going to happen. Sure, there's some jobs that are lost for good. But you know what those people are going to do? They're going to transfer into their own businesses. If we were in a time of Obama, you could panic. You could go, man, people are not going to know what to do because Barack Obama couldn't run an economy. He couldn't even balance his own checkbook. Donald Trump has these people optimistic. Go start that job. Go start that business. Go do what you want to do. Economists were expecting a $2.9 million person increase in the jobless rate of 12.4%. We got 4.8 million. The rate dropped down to 11.1%. So millions of jobs still are waiting out there for Trump to capture. Now here's what they said. The numbers capture the move by all 50 states to get activity moving after the virus seized up much of the U.S. economy. How long do you think these leftist governors can hold out? How long do you think they can say to their people, we're going to play this political game. We know you're with us. So it's okay. We're not going to open up. Texas is being sued, and they got Governor Abbott. I like Governor Abbott, but they're suing. Bar owners are going, we're suing.
There's no reason for me to keep my bar shut, and you say hair salons can open or what? Oh, well, bars, you know, shouldn't be able to open. Just play this clip.
Some Texans are pushing back against some of the governor's rollbacks to reopening as coronavirus cases soar in the state. Dozens of bar owners, for example, are suing the governor for shutting down their bars, claiming the closures are unconstitutional, and many say that they are on the verge of bankruptcy. Health experts say bars are perfect breeding grounds for the virus. So, Gabrielle Ellison is one of those bar owners suing the governor, and she owns Big Daddy Zane's in Odessa, Texas, and then Jared Woodfill is the attorney representing the group of bar owners. And so welcome to both of you. And Gabrielle, I just wanted to hear from you first, just briefly. Tell me why you want to defy the governor, you know, and defy the warnings from health officials and keep your bar open.
Well, if I don't, I'm going to lose my bar. If I don't, my employees are not going to be able to eat. And I believe we have rights that are being trampled on right now. This is my life savings. This is my daddy's life savings. I can't afford to lose it. I can't do it.
Okay, I want to come back to that with some counterpoints in a second, but Jared, then I want to hear from you, because I know Gabrielle is one of many bar owners you're representing in this lawsuit. What is it that you're arguing? Like, why should these bars remain open?
Sure. Well, there's a whole host of problems with Governor Abbott's order. First and foremost, it's unconstitutional in that only the legislator under our Texas Constitution can suspend laws. And what he's done here through what we know as GA 28 is he's picking and choosing winners and losers. So bar owners, they're being sentenced to bankruptcy. But if you are a hair salon, if you're a cosmetologist, if you're a tattoo studio, if you are a barber, you're not just going to survive right now. You're going to thrive.
But let me stop you right there. Hang on, because it's not the same. You go to a nail salon, hair salon, you get your nails or your hair done, you're wearing a mask, you're social distancing. If you're in a bar, I mean, we all know this, right? You got to move the mask around to drink. Some people get a little impaired doing so. It's not the same thing.
Now, I want to stop it there for a couple reasons. One, that was Brooke Baldwin of CNN, and she's like, it's not the same. What if you do this? What if a person doesn't have their mask at the salon? I mean, I can do what if scenarios that make the salon as dangerous as a bar, if you want to think of it that way. I mean, just the level of ego of these leftists. A bar, how could a bar possibly reopen? A restaurant reopened? The grocery store reopened? Well, people don't congregate. How do you know what the congregating is? And oh, by the way, let's not forget the lie that we've been told about this stupid coronavirus. The people that are not dying, I'm not going to go into all of this because it would take, just talking about these coronavirus lies, the Wu Flu lies, would take two shows. But here's what really got me. She says, why are you opening your bar? And the lady says, well, it's the only way I make a living. It's the way my employees make a living. Well, I understand that, but this is for the better good, for the good of the public. And she's going, well, if I don't open, I go bankrupt, and my employees go bankrupt. How good are they? Well, you're going to be passing, there's a part, I'm not even going to play the clip because it's too long, but Brooke Baldwin's like, but you're getting people sick. Don't you understand? Let me tell you who goes to bars. People who are well. Have you ever had a bug and your buddies go, or your girls go, hey, let's all go out and party. And you're like, nah, I'm not tonight. I just don't feel good. Oh, but Kevin, you could be a carrier and not even know it. Really? Such is life. But I'm telling you, if you have anything where you don't feel good, you pretty much stay home. But here's Brooke Baldwin. She doesn't care that this woman has put her father's savings and her savings, and it's about to be ruined over a bureaucratic decision that nobody can rationalize. I kind of sympathize, but I'll come back to you on that point. I'm going to come back because I have a counterpoint to your point. Because she's not a business owner. She's never had to look in the eyes of employees who can't pay their bills. This woman went into her savings to pay her employees' bills, and this Brooke Baldwin says, I don't care. Your business needs to shut down. I'm the Gestapo.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.